Imagine a child clutching a blood clot at birth, an omen of extraordinary destiny in the harsh Mongolian steppes. This child would grow up to create the largest contiguous land empire in history, yet be remembered primarily as a savage destroyer. The true story of Genghis Khan reveals something far more complex, a visionary leader whose innovations in warfare, governance, and commerce continue to shape our world today. Born Temujin in 1162, this boy experienced unimaginable hardship after his father's murder left his family abandoned by their clan. Surviving on roots and rodents, wearing rat skins instead of proper furs, young Temujin learned brutal lessons about survival and loyalty that would inform his later rule. What transforms a desperate orphan into history's most influential conqueror? Perhaps it begins with the fierce determination of his mother, Holon, who refused to accept defeat when abandoned by her tribe. Or perhaps it's forged in the crucible of extreme deprivation, where survival itself becomes a daily victory against overwhelming odds. Temujin's genius lay in his ability to break with tribal tradition and build relationships based on personal loyalty rather than kinship. In a world defined by clan affiliations, he created a new system that rewarded competence and fidelity over birthright. After escaping captivity and reclaiming his betrothed, Borte, he began methodically building alliances that would eventually unite the notoriously fractious Mongol tribes. By 1206, the impossible had happened. Temujin was proclaimed Genghis Khan, ruler of the unified Mongol nation. Genghis Khan revolutionized leadership by dismantling tribal hierarchies. After victories, he executed rival leaders but integrated their followers as equals. He reorganized warriors into decimal units drawn from different tribes, breaking traditional bonds while improving military efficiency. Merit, not birth, determined rank. Skilled commoners could rise as high as noble-born warriors. His legal code, the Yasa, instituted religious freedom, banned hereditary slavery, and applied equally to all. The Mongol army combined psychological warfare, technological innovation, and tactical brilliance. Though initially unfamiliar with siege warfare, they quickly adapted by recruiting conquered engineers and mastering weapons like catapults. Their signature battlefield tactics included complex cavalry maneuvers and the legendary feigned retreat, luring pursuers into deadly traps. Their psychological warfare was equally sophisticated. Genghis Khan often offered generous surrender terms, sparing compliant cities while destroying those who resisted. This strategy, combined with extensive intelligence networks and strategic deception, helped secure victories while minimizing casualties. Genghis Khan's greatest achievement was establishing history's first global exchange system through the Pax Mongolica, Mongol peace. This vast empire, stretching from Korea to Eastern Europe, created protected trade routes that allowed safe passage for merchants across thousands of miles. This network facilitated unprecedented commerce. Chinese silk and porcelain flowed to Europe, Persian textiles reached China, while Indian spices, European wool, and Russian furs circulated throughout Eurasia. Beyond goods, the system enabled the exchange of crucial technologies and ideas, paper money, printing, and gunpowder spread across continents, enhanced by various cultures' contributions. The Mongols revolutionized international trade by implementing standardized weights and measures, merchant passports, and consistent taxation policies across their territories. Their empire's interconnectedness accelerated the exchange of innovations, with Chinese technologies moving west and Middle Eastern scientific advances traveling east, creating the foundation for modern global commerce. The Mongols' policy of religious freedom distinguished them from contemporary rulers who imposed their faith on conquered peoples. This tolerance drew diverse scholars, artists, and religious leaders to Mongol courts, creating dynamic intellectual centers. Under Kublai Khan, Beijing became home to Persian astronomers, Syrian physicians, Tibetan monks, and Chinese scholars. The Mongols' success stemmed from their systematic approach. Rather than relying on individual heroism, they operated as a coordinated force with planned logistics. They strategically preserved skilled workers while targeting ruling elites in conquered territories. Cities that surrendered peacefully were spared, while resistance could bring severe consequences, though the Mongols often preferred psychological warfare to actual violence. Their meritocratic governance challenged traditional aristocratic systems, proving the effectiveness of inclusive leadership. Their religious tolerance set precedents in an era of religious persecution, and their Yam system, a network of relay stations, became a model for modern postal systems. While Genghis Khan dominates history, powerful women shaped the empire through their intelligence and political skill. Mongol society granted women unusual freedoms, including property rights, participation in tribal councils, and occasionally joining battles. Holun, Genghis Khan's mother, proved crucial to his rise after his father's murder left them destitute. She ensured her children's survival while teaching core values, loyalty to allies, remembrance of both friends and enemies, and family unity. Borte, his primary wife, showed similar strength after her kidnapping by the Mirkids. Upon rescue, she became a trusted advisor whose counsel led Genghis to break from Jamukha and establish independent leadership. Sorkoktani, a Nestorian Christian who married Genghis Khan's youngest son, emerged as particularly influential. Widowed, she rejected powerful suitors to focus on educating her sons and managing her territories. Her administrative excellence made her lands the empire's most prosperous, while her political wisdom helped navigate succession conflicts. Her strategy succeeded brilliantly. All four sons achieved positions of great power, with Kublai becoming both Great Khan and Emperor of China. Genghis Khan's historical portrayal has been largely distorted. The West cast him as a savage barbarian, with European chroniclers depicting the Mongols as divine punishment for humanity's sins. This mischaracterization evolved during the Enlightenment, when philosophers used the Mongol stereotype to contrast with Western ideals. Later, racial prejudices and communist regimes further warped his image, either demonizing him or suppressing his cultural significance. Modern scholarship reveals a more nuanced figure, neither the brutal conqueror of Western lore nor the perfect hero of Mongolian nationalism. Instead, Genghis Khan was a practical innovator who merged nomadic traditions with new ideas to create an unprecedented empire. While his conquests brought destruction, they also fostered unprecedented cultural exchange and the sharing of knowledge across civilizations. Today's interconnected world mirrors innovations Genghis Khan pioneered through global trade, communication, and multicultural exchange. Our modern practices of consuming global products and valuing merit over status reflect principles the Mongols established centuries ago. The Mongols created unprecedented opportunities for cross-cultural collaboration, demonstrating how learning from different traditions can address complex challenges. Genghis Khan's rise from outsider to transformative leader shows how innovation often emerges from beyond established systems, while his adaptability illustrates the importance of intellectual flexibility. The empire's fragmentation offers cautionary lessons about succession and maintaining principles, while subsequent resistance to Mongol innovations shows how progress can reverse when seen as external imposition. Genghis Khan's enduring legacy lies in showing how vision could transform the world through connection rather than destruction alone, a lesson that remains relevant in our era of global integration.